Hello, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of The Grand Cast. Today is Thursday, April the 20th, 2017. I am here tonight with the future funniest person in Grand Rapids, Kara Williams.
Ooh, it's presumptuous.
Thank you for being here tonight, Kara.
Thank you for having me.
And for the listening audience, the funniest person in Grand Rapids, the current funniest person in Grand Rapids, to himself, Mr. Zach Sherporn, is in the studio audience, flashing 420 on his fingers.
Funniest person in his own head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's laughing.
He's giggling. Holding it in. Yeah, he's giggling at his own joke currently.
So I like to start out each episode going over the mission statement and goals for the podcast, because this is a developed production at this point.
Hit it.
So the mission statement is, the purpose of the Grand Cast is to explore the comedy scene in Grand Rapids, Michigan as it exists in 2017 through a series of conversations. And there's two goals, the first of which is to post one new episode weekly. This week's was a little bit late. Sorry, Fresca. Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Sean. Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Tom and Erica. Sorry, Ryan. Sorry, Brooke. I'll try to do better this week. And the second goal is to make at least one person's day better through the creation of quality content. And I think we're going to do that. I think we already made Zach's day better.
I agree.
Judging by the smile on his face.
I think I make Zach's day better anytime that I just look in his direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's nodding really emphatically right now.
I think he's Facebook posting something.
It's probably just like a confirmation of that statement.
You're sexting?
He's on Tinder. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you are swiping a lot. I told him he wasn't allowed to talk and he's taking it very literally.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I've prepared a short written statement to begin this episode. It's not something I typically do, but right. It seems like a...
I literally cannot wait to hear it.
You won't have to, because it's happening right now.
Perfect.
So, this is going to be an especially dank episode, I think. It's just one of those days. It'll probably have the highest ratings of any episode to date. I put a lot of effort into the preparation to make sure it didn't come out half-baked.
Awful.
Since my booking manager, Josh H., scheduled you, Kara, to be on the show, I've been positive that weed really hit it off.
Yeah, apostrophe maybe in there.
Weed really hit it off?
No, I gotcha.
Basically, I think we could be buds. My other guests will be green with envy. In the audience, we're really going to bowl them over as long as we work together jointly.
Ugh.
If you're willing, I'd like to give you, Kara, some papers from the script as a token. Token?
Yeah.
All right. Of my appreciation. If you're unwilling to accept that gift, I'll probably just burn it and watch it go up in smoke. I'd rip it first. It would be very ripped, like bong ripped.
Yeah. No, yep. I was coming with you.
All right. Sorry if I got overly excited there. Let me just be blunt. I'm pumped for the show.
Yeah.
We're going to leave no turn unstoned. no stone unturned. We're going to blaze a trail of enlightenment. I hope that our conversation resonates with the listeners. I guess it's time to piss or get off the pot. Can I bust out some questions now?
That was a reach. No, just face. Was that the end of it?
Yeah, can I bust out some questions?
Yeah, now? That was a lot of weed puns.
They're all bolded.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is that so you knew where to put emphasis?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, if you're listening, we are not smoking weed. Like, and I mean that very sincerely. We have not ingested any marijuana.
Entirely sober other than the wine.
Yeah. Also, I had two vodka waters before I got here.
But sober. On socially sure. acceptable alcohol. All right. So let's get into these interview questions here. What is your favorite color?
You know, I knew that question was coming because I've heard a couple of these before. And my favorite color is royal blue.
Royal.
That's yeah. Green. Specifically royal blue.
I have royal blue sheets on my bed right now.
You do?
I do.
Okay, I'll get married to you specifically. Oh, that wasn't a proposal?
No, I literally have
royal blue sheets. I really misread that situation.
Yeah. Next question. What is your favorite herb?
Oh, that's apropos of the day.
Because we cooked a meal.
We did. This. My favorite herb, honestly, is mint.
It's a good herb.
Yeah, I really like it. It adds a lot of brightness.
It was missing from the meal.
It was. It was flaccid. It was wilty. That would maybe be a less offensive term. It was wilted.
But now that I know what you were referring to, yes, it was flaccid.
That's what that word means.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mint. Yes, good. Mine's basil.
Is it?
Yeah. In case. There's like 8 kinds of basil growing in there.
Oh, yeah. No, I glanced at that, but didn't really look at it.
It's fine. Not everyone appreciates
it. Do you make a lot of like caprese salads?
No.
You don't?
I've never.
You should. Yeah. You gotta get some balsamic.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Next time I'm at Trader Joe's.
Maybe some glaze. Go wild. Balsamic glaze instead of vinegar.
Like buy the glaze?
Yeah.
And not reduce
my own? You could reduce your own, but I mean, who has the time?
That's true. Not me. Too busy preparing Grand Cast scripts.
With puns.
That took me probably the better part of 12 hours.
Did you have to Google a lot of weed-related terms?
Not a lot, but I did some a little them. Googling to make sure I didn't miss any.
Did you do Urban Dictionary or did you go straight Google?
There was a little Urban Dictionary. Yeah, there was a little.
There would have to be.
I Googled literally weed puns.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to like ruin the magic of the craft.
Now everyone knows the man behind the curtain.
You see behind the scenes.
Mm. Sorry, Josh. Next question is, what is your earliest memory of experiencing comedy?
I think maybe Mad TV. Specifically Lorraine. Do you remember that character? Lorraine on Mad TV?
I don't remember the name.
It was it was like a Midwestern mom, and her husband's name was Carl, and she was always going, "Ugh!"
Yeah.
Yeah, like
I didn't catch that.
She was always going, "Ugh!" And she would go, "Carl? Huh? What is it, Carl?" And she was always getting into shenanigans like what for
the restaurant?
Well, no. Well, for instance, she went to Vegas one time.
Oh.
And there, you know how the buffets will have like a sneeze guard?
Yes.
She couldn't figure out how to get the food without getting underneath the sneeze guard. So then she would get under there to get her food and would do the that's how she like expressed herself. And then she would keep yelling for her husband Carl, of course. And people around her get annoyed, and it's just like it was very funny.
I enjoy it. Yes. Just by proxy.
Yeah. I know it was just Zach.
Zach is like whispering things.
Apparently Zach doesn't think Mad TV was that funny. It wasn't like compared to SNL. No, it was like subpar. I agree. Okay. Key and Peele were on it. So now we're culturally relevant. Keep your opinions to yourself. This isn't your show.
Let's talk about the funniest person in Grand Rapids.
Yes, let's. I don't know what.
That's all I have.
Really?
That's just.
What do you. Okay. Do you want me
by let's? I mean you.
Oh yeah, you want me to like explain what it is?
Sure.
It's a competition, a yearly competition.
Annual.
Yeah, annual. One might say that. I like that word. Really, I would say unofficially, and subjectively crowns the quote unquote funniest person in Grand Rapids.
Literally crowns?
No, I don't think there's an actual crown.
They dropped the ball.
I don't think there is. Yeah. There is a cash prize.
Oh.
Of $1,500.
Cash.
Well, I don't know. I assume it's going to be a comically large check.
Oh.
Just, you know.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Thematically.
Right. And then also, of course, you get the bragging rights of saying, I'm the funniest person in Grand Rapids. And if somebody's like, that sounds like you just made it up, you'd be like, no, like, I literally won this contest. I don't know how long they've been doing it, because I just kind of like popped in out of nowhere this year, but they started with 80 contestants, and now we are down to the final 8, of which I am one. And we'll see what happens on the 26th. Hopefully, I assume this show is going to air after the 26th, which is next week Wednesday.
No, it'll be the Sunday.
Wait, like this coming Sunday?
Mm-hmm. The 23rd? Oh, okay.
Cool. So everybody come to that show, please, because it's based on audience vote.
And it's when?
The 26th. Wednesday the 26th. You can go. April? Yes.
2017.
Correct. 4/26/17 at 9 p.m. But get there at 8:30.
And where?
The Bob, Dr. Grins. And buy your tickets online at thebob.com ahead of time because it will sell out.
That's this all is the first year that you've participated in?
Yeah. I've only been doing stand-up comedy for maybe 2 years.
Oh.
Really seriously for about a year. So I can imagine a lot of people will be very angry if I win this competition.
The salt will be real.
It will.
Unlike in the dinner tonight where it was lacking.
I don't think it was. I think the dinner was well salted.
I could use a little more salt. We cooked lamb kebabs.
Yeah.
With Zach. Zach and I cooked lamb kebabs.
You did. I just provided colorful commentary.
Hurtful commentary.
But was it?
Is that what colorful means? Hurtful?
Well, to some people, I would imagine. Depends on, you know, what side of it you're on.
I was on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm.
What? I did most of the
commentary. No, you didn't do most of the commentary. You did most of the performance, and I commented on your performance. Zach, we told you to be quiet.
But I kind of... If he's spoken to, then... He said he's like a vampire because of his pastiness.
He is pretty pale.
He's going to go sit on the couch.
Great.
He's actually doing it.
Yeah, he's literally sitting on the couch.
He's grabbed a pillow.
Oh, how is he going to... Oh, he's laying. He's laying on the couch. He's
sprawled out.
He's making himself very comfortable.
It looks like a submarine sandwich.
In what way?
long and slender.
Sounds like Chris has been sexualizing submarine sandwiches.
Slathered in mayonnaise.
That's how I like them.
I had one for lunch. It's on my mind.
It's fresh on your mind.
Yep.
Made fresh. Was it Subway?
No, it was some one-off Italian thing in Kalamazoo.
Ew.
It's all right.
I'm just kidding.
It's not anything special. I wouldn't go there again. It's in Oshtemo. So it's in a strip mall.
Next is that where you work? Do you work in Kalamazoo?
No, I work all over. I travel a lot for work.
Okay.
I don't like to talk about work.
Sure. Don't do it.
I just did. if you win the funniest person in Grand Rapids contest.
Yeah.
What do you think that would do to your ego?
I don't think it would do anything to my ego. It's literally based on, like, I've gotten through so far based on audience applause. And so I think what that means is I know a lot of people who live near the Bob. who are willing to come out on a Wednesday evening.
There's a lot to be said for proximity.
Yeah, there really is. It's convenience. You know, they all work in the service industry mostly, so they don't have to be up early the next day. It's a good timing and like situational thing for me, I think. And I don't think that it means I am the funniest. Don't get me wrong. I'm very funny.
You are. I've seen you perform quite a few times.
Thank you.
I'm a fan.
For validating me. So I don't think it will be ill-gotten necessarily, but I think that it definitely would mean that I just know a lot of people.
You utilized your privilege.
Sure. Yeah, as a white person, yeah.
I didn't say that.
Well, it's implied.
Hmm. Let's talk about, and by that I mean please you talk about, sure, funny girls.
I would love to. I think you've had two funny girls on in the past.
Kristen
and Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Yeah. So Aaron is basically our leader. Our alien leader.
Oh.
I mean that in a very positive way. No, like, I think that we're all like an alien race, like the funny girls in general.
Oh, from Venus? Is that the...
Women are from... What's the title of that book? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Which I thought was always backwards because, like, Venus rhymes with penis. So why wouldn't you just...
Oh.
Men are from Mars. Okay. Well, I like rhyming, I think, better than... I prefer rhyming.
Venus starts with a V, which is...
Vagina, Venus.
I didn't say it.
It is a women's razor. Yeah, Zach,
your Venus,
still chiming in even from the couch. Okay, so funny girls, to get back on track. It's a all self-identifying female comedy collective. We continue to say self-identifying female, even though we don't have anybody who is a current member who actually is not a, you know, originally born and bred genetically, like biologically female person with a vagina. But we hope to, you know, we just want to be open to anybody who wants to join, who genuinely, I don't know, wants to or believes that they're a female. We like it. We like to keep saying that. We like open doors. And we do comedy together every week. Actually, we meet every week and we write and we make fun of each other incessantly and we edit each other and we do sketch and stand up and videos and improv, even though I don't specifically do improv. Yeah, I don't know what more I can really say about Funny Girls. We're a group of ladies who do comedy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You like, these silences kill me.
Why does silence make you uncomfortable?
I don't know. It just seems like it needs to be filled. Oh, he's hurting. He's struggling to not say something.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, he was. I feel like you're testing me now with silence.
No, I was just reading the next question.
Okay.
What was it like growing up in Hudsonville?
Oh, my goodness. Let me just put on a quick accent for you, because that will be a little bit more indicative of my growing up experience, even though it was only about 20 minutes from here. Sounded a lot more like this. And everybody was Christian Reformed. Mm. And... everybody's first question to you was, hey, what church do you go to? Including people's parents. And I used to have to lie because I didn't go to a church. And I would just say the name of a friend's church. And I was a minority because I had brown hair. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was lovely. It really was. It was a great school. I had a good time. I was... probably one of the rare people who like really enjoyed high school, which I think is more indicative of how much of a douche I was at that age than anything else. But I mean, I have nothing but fond memories.
What did you enjoy the most about high school?
Well, my good friend Nikki and I used to call ourselves the media queens of Hudsonville High School, self-described. I told you I was a douche. Because we were the co-editors of the high school newspaper. Mm-hmm. She did a lot with the, you know how schools have those like news channels? Mm-hmm. So she did a lot with that. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of thing. But we also, they also produced like segments. It was like a whole thing. The local news station was housed in our high school. So we had, we got to utilize a lot of that stuff. And we just, I don't know, we just had a lot of fun. We were in a lot of groups. We were friends with everyone. We did choir and like drama and just like all the things that dorky people do who don't know they're dorks. You know?
Future cool people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and now she's very successful now. She's a radio DJ in Indianapolis on the most successful morning show in that city. So she
checked in on our Facebook live stream.
She did. She did not say anything. So she kind of just like jumped in, ghosted, and then jumped the F back out.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Given the content.
Sure. Yeah. I don't blame her. Also, she's on the morning show, so she probably had to get to bed. They have to wake up at like 4 a.m.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's early.
I know.
What plays did you do?
Well, I wasn't what you would call...
Shut up, Zach.
God damn it, Zach. Deal breaker. I wasn't what you would call like a good actor, so I was mostly a background player. I was a medieval dancer in Robin Hood, for instance. Nikki got a lot of starring roles. She was better than I was. I'm better at acting now because I do sketch comedy, or like I think I am. I don't know. People cast me in things, so I assume. But yeah, I literally only did Robin Hood, and then most of the other stuff I did was more musical and not plays.
What musicals?
No, not musicals.
Oh,
it was we did like musical variety shows.
Okay.
They were called the Revue Show. So we would do just like...
R-E-V-U-E?
Correct.
Ah.
Yeah. Ooh. Good job.
I took French in school.
Sure. That would help in that situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we just did like medleys of songs that our choir teacher chose. Hmm. But it was like so fun. It was the most fun I ever had, I think. Then.
Oh.
No, then.
Up until that.
Up until I started like drinking and like having sex and stuff. Because that's way more fun. Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, like, coupled with performances, obviously.
It's another form of performance, I suppose.
It absolutely is.
It's more audience interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would hope.
Oh. What are some of your favorite comedy movies?
This is going to sound like I'm trying to be feminist, but honestly, I genuinely love Bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. I love The Heat. Have you seen that with Melissa McCarthy and
Al Pacino?
No. I know. I was just wanted him to fill it in, Sandra Bullock, because I feel like I caught like a vibe from you earlier that maybe you were like a big Sandra Bullock fan.
Are you sure Al Pacino wasn't in?
Yeah, he definitely was not in not in The Heat. Do you know who was in The Heat though?
Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, but also Joey McIntyre, who is a member of New Kids on the Block.
He was.
Who is my no?
The goatee.
Don't say he was because they still exist as a band.
Hmm.
Ah. No, they actually do, and they tour and they sell out arenas currently.
They do. That's true. I read it on probably BuzzFeed or something.
Or maybe my Facebook specifically.
Specifically a BuzzFeed link on your Facebook page. Did he have... I was thinking of Joey Fatone.
From NSYNC, who is not currently a band.
But some, he had a goatee.
He did. Joey McIntyre, no. I don't believe, ever had a goatee.
Okay. I was... Because the J...
Sure. Name, they're both named Joey.
Yeah.
I can understand. Now I forgive your facial expression. Because before I was... wildly offended.
I often make highly offensive facial gestures without even...
I do too. People find me very off-putting.
Yes, we have that in common. Any other comedy movies?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think, I don't know, old school
Ooh,
makes me laugh a lot. I
watched it the other night.
It's like always funny. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many times you watch it.
Pure comedy.
Wayne's World is one of my all-time favorite comedies.
Cross the T's and dot the lowercase J's. Yeah.
I could watch that a million times. It's always funny. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of any more right now, but I know there are.
What are some of your favorite comedy television shows?
Happy Endings, which was tragically canceled.
Not so happy of an ending.
No, that's I like a good irony to mix with my unhappy ending. I don't know. That show is just ridiculously hilarious. And I don't know if it's just because it meshes with my specific personality, but are you familiar with Happy Endings? No.
The television show.
No. He squirmed very uncomfortably, which makes me think he is actually familiar with Happy Endings in the other connotation.
The concept.
Sure. So not the television show.
Nope.
Okay. Well, just to give you an idea, they had a character called Max, and it's based in Chicago, this show. So there's a character named Max who's super gay, but you don't know. He's like the most masculine, like douchey frat boy one of the entire group of friends, but he's the gay one. So it's like kind of like put stereotypes on its head, and he has like such a Chicago accent. It's just really charming. I love it.
What is a Chicago accent like?
I don't know if I can do that.
You could try. Please.
It's a lot like Michigan, but just more exaggerated, I think. Like, no, I don't know now that I'm on the spot. I can't do it. They would say Chicago or Chicago. No, that's not right.
Chicago?
Yeah, there it is. See, you did it. Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like nasally. Yeah. His name's Adam Pally, the actor. Just look him up. I don't know. No? Yeah, he was on The Mindy Project as well. So, yeah, that's another comedy I liked. And I like Bob's Burgers a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the funniest cartoon I've ever seen.
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
No. I don't actually. I should mention I don't have TV or internet, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
Are you Luddite? Is that the right term?
I think it's Luddite.
Luddite?
Yeah, but no. Zach, you're on the couch. Be careful. No, I just don't have any money.
Oh.
So
I'm sorry for my insensitive question.
It's cool. What else is really funny? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is one of my all-time favorites. That show never ceases to make me laugh. Like, it's so inappropriate, but they do it geniusly in this, like, it's like they have this pocket of it's fine, you know? I don't know how they do that. They're so offensive, but it's like fine. It's because they know they're offensive, and they're poking fun at the absurdity. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. Consistently over the years,
absolutely, it has not waned like at all.
It waned after season four, because originally in the first four seasons, the gang wrote every episode.
Oh, and they're not anymore?
No.
Do they get too big for their britches?
Well, they have other projects, and they let other people come in and write episodes.
All right. Well, it was a little inconsistent then after that. Just
it was.
Yeah. I still thought it was funny, but I think you're right. I think it was a little different. I think that Frank got a little bit too absurd for me.
I had to keep pushing boundaries, I guess.
I think I just think Danny DeVito is so gross.
Have you seen Death to Smoochie?
No.
Ooh, that is a good one. With Ed Norton and Robin Williams.
Okay.
Like an early 2000s.
I've heard of it. Comedy. Yeah, I've heard of it. I've not seen it.
That's a good movie to check out.
Can I ask you a question really quick?
This is not typical, but I'll allow it because of the wine.
Okay. Do you have a vision that pops in your head when you think of Danny DeVito? Like, what do you...
Naked, crawling out of a couch, all sweaty.
That's not mine. That's a good one, but that's not mine. You know what mine is? Pretending to be a zombie but eating sausages out of its pocket. Yeah,
I like yours better.
They're both gross and like scarring.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everyone.
Who are some of your role models?
Zach Sherporn. Just kidding.
Ouch.
He can't be a role model. He's like a decade younger than I am.
Than we are.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus is not one of them, just to clarify.
Yep.
Who is... I don't know. Who are my role models? Sarah Silverman mm-hmm. is a role model for sure. She's ridiculously amazing. I think that probably the entire generation of SNL ladies that I kind of grew up on, like the... Now I'm going to be weird about... I don't know, Rachel Dratch and even, you know, the newer ones, Kristen Wiig and obviously Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph and Molly Shannon. And I just want to keep saying SNL cast members who are female. I think anybody who's able to navigate the comedy world and be successful as a woman is a role model to me because it's not easy. I say as someone who just started.
Thank you. Let's talk about your colon.
Oh, can we?
Yes.
I feel like I certainly haven't talked about it enough. You're just going to leave it at let's talk about your colon and let me go from there?
And I'm going to strongly hope that you don't negate the premise and make this incredibly awkward for me.
No, okay. I will bail you out. Thank you. I had a portion of it removed electively. No, that's just a joke I tell on stage. I say I had it removed electively because I read a BuzzFeed list that said that thigh gaps are out and colon gaps are in. So I wanted to get on like the forefront of that trend. So I just like really quick made an appointment and got some snipped out. But what really happened was I got an infection in my colon, and it was called diverticulitis, acute even. So, cute. Yeah, it was cute. Don't worry. And I had to – I don't ever go to the doctor because, like, I'm an American. So I only go if I think I'm dying, and I absolutely was dying. I believe it was November.
2016?
Yeah, 2016. I had a fever of 104, and I was dehydrated, and I –
Fahrenheit?
Correct. Okay. Fahrenheit. Yeah, I don't subscribe to the metric system.
Oh.
I'm not a scientist, okay? And again,
I'm trying to go.
I'm an American. No, I just don't actually care. So I went to the emergency room and they were all, ew, you have an infection. And by they, I mean a nurse who I went to high school with.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a hot guy from my high school. His name was Taylor. And that was the most mortifying situation in my entire life. And I imagine the most mortifying situation I will ever encounter going forward.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I had to talk to him about what was happening with my anus. And he asked me questions about my vagina. And I could not separate Taylor, the medical professional, from Taylor, the fucking asshole who was in my journalism class in 11th grade. It was really, really difficult. I got through it. They discharged me after 6 days with some antibiotics that gave me a raging yeast infection. You're a guy, so you maybe don't know this, but antibiotics will without fail give women yeast infections.
So it kills the good bacteria.
It does. It fucks up the bacteria. Can I swear? Because I'm doing it.
Fuck.
Great.
Shit.
Cock. So they were like, we're going to let you go on antibiotics that you take orally, and we'll just hope that the infection goes away. And then it didn't, because then in January, I had to go back into the hospital, and then I had to have emergency surgery, and where they removed a portion of my colon. And now I have really awesome scars on my belly, where it looks like my belly is a monogrammed T card, because there's like a square from all of the medical tape. And then there's my belly button that just frowns in general. So it looks like the top of the T. And then there's like the scar from my surgery, which looks like the base of it. So I'm doing really well overall.
What kind of length did they?
I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, they didn't tell me.
Give it to you?
No, they did not give it to me. I don't know how much was taken out. I don't know. They didn't tell me if I would have any sort of like repercussions in the future from it.
Huh.
And I went to a follow-up appointment where my surgeon, who looked like she was about my same age, said, yeah, you're really young to have had this problem. So I don't know, man. Go get a colonoscopy when you're 50 and just like hang out. I was like, cool. But I lost like 30 pounds without doing anything but just like laying in a hospital bed. And I'm just, so I think it was all worth it.
Do you think they took out 30 pounds of colon?
I don't.
Do people have 30 pounds of colon?
If they do, then that accounts for a lot of double chin that I think is suspect. I don't know how that would work. Because I lost a lot of chin in this process, and I don't know that that would have been the colon exactly.
It's all connected. Maybe they pulled it down.
Do you think it just coils? It just coils around.
I'm not a doctor.
I am not either. So, and my doctor's told me nothing.
This feels like something I don't want to Google later.
Either. No, I wouldn't. Colon chin. Would there be a hyphen?
Yeah, maybe two.
There would have to be. Yeah.
Huh.
Did you just like look really far back on my Facebook to write questions?
I've known you for a year. So I
think no.
I've been in the audience.
Okay. So all right. That's fair.
I've been an observer in a very legitimate, like.
Yeah, he says audience, but I think he's using that term loosely.
Technically, it's an audience.
It's true. Yeah, if you watch something, you're the audience.
Moving on, let's talk about eyebrows.
Oh, why?
I've heard you talk about it. I don't know.
Yeah, you looked very surprised when I told you that I drew mine on. Like you had never.
I believe that's called feigning. The F-E-I-G-N.
To feign. Like I'm...
No, I feigned
surprise. Oh, you feigned surprise.
To well, induce that's, a response.
That's rude.
Why?
Because that implies that you can tell that they're fake.
Only because you talk about it in your stand-up.
Okay. Well, that's fair. As long as I like look legit. He's nodding. Okay.
I nodded.
Great.
Sorry, Josh, for not... like
articulating.
Articulating the actions that I'm making.
Yeah. Yeah, I think eyebrows are really important. I judge people on eyebrows. I mean, women. I feel like men have a pass because it's not socially acceptable yet for you to wear makeup as like a straight man with probably masculinity hangups. I'm making assumptions.
Specifically me?
No, I mean in the general you.
The royal?
Sure. Yeah, we, the royal we. But yeah, I literally have chosen, I was in a situation where I had to find a roommate for a New Kids on the Block cruise, okay?
Oh.
This was last year. And I don't have any real life friends who are willing to spend several thousand dollars and vacation time to go hang out on a ship with an adult boy band. So, I mean, as you can imagine. So this I had to...
I've never imagined that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Until now.
Right.
Thank you for
You're very welcome.
Imagination boundaries.
I had to pick a roommate out of, you know, from somebody I didn't know, like literally old school, like AOL message board way. Not literally AOL, but it was the New Kids on the Block website. And I chose her because her eyebrows were good. And I was like, I feel like I can trust her judgment.
Were they on fleek?
I don't know that people still say that, but
if they did, would that be the appropriate?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Context-wise, yes, that would be correct. She makes good decisions. That was what I gleaned from her eyebrows. I was correct. We roomed together and we're still friends. We're rooming together again this year on the cruise.
It's a yearly event.
It is. This will be the 9th annual.
Does Mark Wahlberg go?
No, Mark is not a member of the New Kids on the Block. He was briefly
mm-hmm.
when they were called Nanook. That was before they were New Kids on the Block.
Like the Alaskan
dog breed? Nope, it was an it was just their initials. It was NYNUK, Nanook. I don't know actually what it means. It wasn't their I don't really know what it was. It wasn't I don't think it was initials. But like very briefly, and then he was too street, you know. So then they replaced him with Joey McIntyre, who became my favorite.
A hate crime.
He did. He did that. People forget, but he did.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
I haven't.
Clearly.
I never will.
No, never forget.
Fuck Wahlburgers.
Hashtag. I don't stand by that statement.
I do.
I don't stand by that. Donnie Wahlberg follows me on Twitter, so I have to be careful.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you tweet him things?
I do. To no avail.
The next question is tattoos.
Yeah. Yes. What about them? Do I have them?
I don't know.
Do I like them?
That's all I wrote down was tattoos, question mark.
Great. You just want me to expound on tattoos as a subject?
Please.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
All right.
I would like to preserve the option of being buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Sure.
But maybe.
You want to keep your options open. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The future is a long time. Here you go.
It is a long time. Depending. You don't really know that.
What?
Yeah. I know things you don't know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I like tattoos. I thought that I was going to keep getting them, but then I got older and just kind of stopped because I have other things. Well, actually, that's a lie because I got this on my arm. I got it like a couple months ago.
What is it?
It says, "Nevertheless, she persisted," which you might recognize as a hashtag from recently. It was what I don't even remember now. Who, Zach, do you remember what the name of the guy who said she was? Yeah, yes, Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
The turtle.
The turtle?
The man that resembles a turtle.
Yes, absolutely. And it was about Elizabeth Warren. Like she was warned.
The senator.
Correct. She was given, I don't remember the exact quote now, and I'm so sorry because it's now tattooed on my body, but it was a whole thing. She was warned, she was given reason, and nevertheless she persisted. And it was it's kind of like it ended up being a battle cry for like feminists everywhere. We were like, you're such an idiot. You unintentionally gave us the best slogan ever. And so that very day, because I'm impulsive and I like to capitalize on a trending hashtag, I called my tattoo guy and I said, hey, I need you to give me this tattoo immediately because I need to get it on Instagram. This is life or death. Because I thought I was going to go viral. I did not.
Also, it's kind of good that you didn't go viral in the infection sense.
That's absolutely true. But I mean, it applies to my life, I think. Nevertheless, she persisted, you know, because I, as a woman in comedy, that's what I told myself. I'm like, even if this is just a flash in the pan, like thing, it does apply to my life. You just don't quit.
It's a nice sentiment.
You just persist. Also, that's my philosophy for like stalking celebrities on Twitter.
Persistence. There's something to be said for persistence.
Nobody responds. Nevertheless, she persisted. So it's helpful. I mean, I also have music notes, which are just the piano and vocals to the chorus of Come Together. And by chorus, I mean just one line, because you'd be surprised how much space it takes up to tattoo on your body. I have punk rock lyrics tattooed on the back of my neck, which would be the band The Matches, who are no longer exist, unfortunately. But Sean Harris, shout out. We're friends on Facebook. Maybe he's the lead singer. He probably won't listen to this, but I just like to say his name. I also have a naked lady on my back, and I have New Kids on the Block tattooed on my hand, and I have a star for Grand Rapids tattooed on my hand.
Like a map of...
Uh-huh. And I have...
Did that hurt? Like, palms are supposed to be pretty sensitive.
It did not hurt. No, palms are... This hurt.
Oh.
This did not. They have to go real deep on your hand. So on the side of my hand, he was, like, just jabbing into it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I like tattoos. My favorite bartender in this city has a face tattoo. It's a hammer.
Does that have symbolism, do you know?
I have no idea.
Oh, who? Where does
he works at the Tin Can? His name is Rodney.
I think I saw you post.
Yeah, I wrote an article about him recently. I say favorite. I have a lot of favorites, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
A lot of things are deserving of favorites.
So he's not my only favorite bartender, but he's one of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the class that qualifies.
Yeah, it's a tier. Tier system.
I like that. Like the facial tattoo of a tier? Or
mm-mm.
Oh.
No, T-I-E-R.
T-I-E-R.
Yeah, like it's tiered. Like levels.
Hmm. Oh, what is the best gift that you have ever received?
Now I'm the one creating the awkward silence.
Excellent.
I don't receive gifts, I don't think. This is like the saddest moment of my life now, like retrospectively.
Sorry.
I don't know, life? That was pretty great. One time, my friend Daria surprise sent me a Sephora gift card in just like email because she knew I was running out of eyebrow pomade and it's kind of expensive and I have to specifically get Anastasia Beverly Hills. And she was like, I cannot have you going out with your natural brows. So she knew I didn't have any money. So she's like, check your email. And she lives in New York. And so she's not even here to see my eyebrows. She just wanted to help me out. That was really nice.
How much eyebrow pomade?
Mm-hmm.
How much is what is something
like? Well, it's like $20. It's not terrible.
$20 for what?
It's like a little pot.
April 20th.
No. He made like the huh face. Yeah.
I don't understand. As a dude, uh-huh. I don't understand. Like, what's the deal with makeup? Like, spending $20 on a little.
Well, because you have to pay for quality. So I tried, because I knew I was running out and I didn't have any money, I tried to get like a cheaper drugstore brand and it just comes right. It comes off, you know, it smears. And Anastasia Beverly Hills is waterproof and it stays on through a lot of different situations. Just ask Zach.
No, thanks.
He gave a thumbs up. He's grinning. It's affirmative. No, seriously, it's you have to pay for quality. Like I pay $40 for my foundation.
What is foundation?
It's like the base.
The Isaac Asimov trilogy.
Hmm.
Oh.
Is that a thing that people don't know? You don't know what that is?
Foundation?
Yeah.
I know what mascara is.
So it's like the base face makeup that you put on your face to like even out your skin tone.
Like over everything?
Mm-hmm. Over your whole face. And
every day?
Yeah. Sometimes a couple times depending on if I...
Per day?
Because I have like a day job and then I always have to go out and do stuff at night as well, comedian-wise. So yeah, I have to reapply sometimes. Yeah, so that's like $40. And then...
How long does that last?
Like a couple months. It's not terrible. And then my mascara is around 30 or 35. And just everything, you know, it adds up. So if you run out of everything at the same time, it's problematic. But my mascara is called Better Than Sex Mascara.
Is it?
Some sex, for sure. He just looked at Zach for the record. Okay, not that in particular.
I don't understand makeup generally. Like when did you start? Like what?
Really, probably middle school. Like 7th grade, I would guess. Or I don't know. I think I was wearing glitter before that, like roll-on Bonnie Bell glitter. I was really into the Spice Girls, so.
Spice up your life.
Yeah, you got it with glitter. And
is it because they wore glitter?
Probably. I don't really remember where it came from. I just was always interested in really girly stuff. My mom was not, and so she didn't know how to do hair and makeup. Still doesn't to this day, and she'll attest to that. I don't know how I learned because this was before YouTube tutorials, so I think it was mostly trial and error.
That's like a big thing now, isn't it?
Yeah. I watch them now. That's how I learned how to do the cut crease.
The what?
It's a, you know, that's going to be a whole thing. Just never mind.
I've got time.
It's just a style of eyeshadow. It's like a trend where you do like a line of, hold on, I'm wearing glasses. So you do a, like a line of eyeshadow that's a darker color right about where your brow bone is on your eyelid. And so it makes it appear that you've got more defined kind of like creases, which makes your eye look, it pops, I guess. Because like I have like a hooded eye, like a fat eyelid. Like you can't see where my brow bone is. So there's no definitive like sunken area where there should be, like where your eye socket is. So you create that with makeup. It's like an illusion, shadow and light and highlight and, you know, just like contouring. It's like contouring for your eyelids.
What is contouring?
Oh my God.
I don't understand anything about it or like the motivation behind it, but I'm curious.
It's contouring. The way that I've explained it in a stand-up set before is it's a really good way to make people on Instagram think that your face has angles. And a really good way for people in real life to think you have dirt on your face. Because it's just putting a darker color of makeup, like a bron- like a powder that's darker than your skin tone, in the areas that would have shadow if your face had angles. So I have a chubby face, so I would put darker like underneath where I assume my cheekbones are to make it appear that I have cheekbones, you know? To create shadow and light. So it's like drawing, like if you're sketching, but you're just doing it on top of your own face. I did not do it today. You look very, I have very minimal makeup on today, so I don't want you to be unimpressed by the results. No, I did not do it.
The whole thing is just a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best gift that you have ever given, in your opinion?
I'm not what you would call thoughtful. I'm actually kind of like cold. I don't know if this is the best I've ever given, but it's just something that comes to mind. My friend was having a rough time. This is a friend I've had since like seventh grade. She was in a transition from like she was getting her PhD. And she had gotten it and she was on the job hunt for a while and it was just like a tough market. And I know she was feeling really down. So, and she's a chemist, the biochemist. So I sent her a necklace that was in the shape of serotonin.
The molecule?
Yeah, the molecule of serotonin so that she could have more, because that's what creates pleasure, right, in your brain. I think. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. So I just, so that she could wear it and kind of like, you know, I'm like, here's some like happiness for you. And I just kind of sent it in a card with like a affirming, I don't know, note. I think she liked it.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
On her behalf. Thank you.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah. Let's talk about inaccurate and inappropriate.
Okay.
Please.
Sorry. I like when you say let's talk about and then I just have to like go from there.
I should probably rephrase that.
Yeah.
I like let's talk about though.
That's fine. I'll talk about it. It just implies that you maybe would ask me a question about it, but you just want me to talk about it in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Inaccurate and Inappropriate is a weekly Facebook show because it's not a YouTube show because we don't have a YouTube audience, but we do have a Facebook audience. So, it's my friend Megan and I. Megan is another member of Funny Girls.
Megan Elaine,
yes. Her name is actually Megan DeWitt. But
oh.
Yeah.
I just looked on Facebook.
Sure, yeah. She likes to go by Megan Elaine. I don't know why. It's edgier, I guess. She and I originally called ourselves the Generation Gap because she is almost exactly a decade younger than I am. Hmm. So we hated each other at first. We met when Funny Girls was first starting. And she was 21 and I was 31 and I was like, ugh, she's very annoying. She never stops talking or moving. But then she grew on me and we just make fun of each other. And she's basically my little sister now. And we do this show where she's inaccurate. She doesn't know very much about very much because, you know, she's 22.
Yep.
She knows a lot about YouTube stars, which I didn't really realize was a thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was a Netflix movie about like fake YouTube stars. It was so bad.
Oh, like it was like a dramatization.
Like a mockumentary.
Oh my God.
It was one of the worst things I've ever.
I can't even bring myself to watch actual YouTube stars, let alone.
Not PewDiePie?
I don't even know what that means. Mm. She keeps me young, you know? She's like, yeah, this is a thing.
Markiplier?
I don't know what you're talking. I have no idea. Mm. I know Mambry Hart now and Hannah Hart, I think.
There's so many.
And
so
like,
many.
Who else? I don't know. She tells me and I just pretend to listen. But yeah, so she's inaccurate a lot of the time and I'm inappropriate and we basically just like sit on a couch and talk to each other and people watch it for some reason. I don't know why. People say that we have good chemistry.
I really like the editing. Like, it's very fast paced.
Yeah, Megan does that. I don't know how.
It's very well done.
I'm old. Oh, Megan, did you hear that? Because I assume you're listening, and if you're not, you're dead to me. She's still learning. She's self-taught editing, so she just kind of
It's very impressive.
She's working on it, man.
I enjoy the weekly installments.
Do you?
I do.
That's good. We have another one dropping Friday tomorrow morning. Well, I mean,
3 days ago.
3 days ago, yeah.
2 days ago.
Sure. 2 days, yeah.
So it's out now.
But you can follow Inaccurate and Inappropriate on Facebook. Inaccurate, ampersand, inappropriate. Is that what it's called?
The word ampersand?
Yeah. Like it's the
and. Spelled out? Oh.
But it's like the symbol for and. I think it's called ampersand, but I'm not positive.
It looks like a pretzel.
Yeah. Zach says yes. Thank you, Zach.
Shift 7. I'm looking at the keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the ASCII value, unfortunately, for our technical listeners.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
It's a numerical representation of a character.
Mm. Great. You learned about makeup, and I'm learning about that.
ASCII.
Yeah.
ASCII.
Okay.
I don't know what it stands for.
Maybe the IT guys from my work will listen to this, and they'll get it.
Hopefully.
Chris, Andrew, that's you.
I'm looking for a job. Oh, no, I'm not.
Just kidding.
Let's talk about your blog.
Oh, yeah, my blog. I always feel guilty now because like I really don't update it anymore because I'm so busy doing like the funny girl stuff and the stand-up stuff and the inaccurate and inappropriate that it's hard for me. I have a website, caroblogs.com. And I used to update it pretty frequently.
For a long time.
For like a long, several years. Yeah. And now it's just like if something really bugs me, I will. Or because I like to do it like a, you know, like a good old-fashioned feminist rant. It's definitely my strong suit, though. I think writing better than anything else I do is the written word. But I don't have a lot of time for it anymore. It's just a lot of my opinion on pop culture. And one time I did an entire timeline of Taylor Swift's life. And I may or may not have wasted a lot of time at the office doing that.
Invested.
Yeah, invested. Yeah.
Future generations will be grateful for your documentarian efforts.
I would agree. I mean, people thought it was funny. I don't know. And I do a lot of recaps. Like if I do events, I did a 7 or 8 part recap of the last New Kids on the Block cruise, which was wildly popular among other New Kids on the Block fans, but not so much among the general population, which I expected, and it's fine.
Hmm.
But it made me famous among the blockheads a little bit.
Blockheads, that's mm-hmm. the...
That's the nomenclature.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
hashtag...
Mind the double... Like the second meeting.
I don't know that a lot of them are aware of it.
That would make sense.
Yeah. It's an interesting group. I'm going to recuse myself from speaking about it at length, lest I incriminate myself.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite blog post?
Of my own. Yeah, I don't know. I wrote one about just like off the cuff. I saw a photo of like NSYNC where they all were like crashing JC's birthday.
JC Chavez. What?
It's not Chavez. It's Chasez. It's an S.
Oh.
It's like Chaze or Chasez. Something like that.
I've been wrong for probably 15 years now. I think you could
probably trust my authority on all boy band related matters. There was just, it's literally just a still shot of all of them. And it was like Jay-Z's 40th birthday. And I wrote like a numbered list of like just my reactions to that photo. And it made me laugh a lot. So it was the first time I was ever like not just blindly positive about a boy band, you know? Oh, no, you know what? That's a lie. I wrote one about, I have a lot of favorites because I just do a lot of dumb stuff and then I write about it. I wrote one about that boy band zombie movie that was on the Sci-Fi channel. It was called Dead 7. And Nick Carter of Backstreet Boys wrote it and directed it, and it was awful. It was ridiculous, like as you might expect. And it had boy band members from like all these different boy bands, like 98 Degrees and O-Town and...
Butterfly?
No.
What was that?
That was Crazy Town. That was Crazy Town. Crazy Town. Butterfly was Crazy Town. O-Town was a manufactured boy band out of Orlando.
Wasn't that a reality show?
Yeah, making the band, yes. It was the very first iteration of Making the Band. And then O-Town came of it. I could tell you the first and last names of every member, but I won't. One time one of them followed me on Twitter and I got so excited. It was Eric Michael Estrada. And then
Estrada?
Yeah, you have to say Eric Michael Estrada because it's different from Eric Estrada from Chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach's getting visibly bored.
I thought that was arousal.
Oh, was it? Oh, because of Eric Estrada. Yeah. He followed me and I got so excited. And then 2 days later, he unfollowed me.
Ouch.
It was like the biggest heartbreak of my life. Yeah. So this boy band zombie movie was awful. And I wrote a blog about it. And then actually Jeff from 98 Degrees retweeted my blog and was like, good article. And I was like, really? Did you read it? Because I made fun of 98 Degrees pretty hard. I don't think he read it.
Oh.
And I just got a lot of interactions with like boy band members on Twitter based on that article. So that's how I judge my success is celebrity interactions on Twitter. I think that's fair.
Social validation.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like pellets for hamsters, but like better. I don't know. And then I wrote one about how Aaron Carter hates my guts. Do you know who Aaron Carter is?
Nick Carter's younger brother.
Yeah.
Who also had a pop
star Aaron's party. Come on. For... Yeah. I saw him in concert and I had a meet and greet with him and I asked him if I could hold him on my hip like a toddler for the photo.
Oh.
I just thought it would be funny because he's Aaron Carter. And he did not think it was funny.
Oh.
He stared at me for about 20 seconds without saying anything. And then he said, no, because I'm a grown man. And I was like, well, you're Aaron Carter, though. So I think we can maybe compromise on that one. But then he stuck a Sharpie in my ear and then one in his ear. And our photo just kind of looks like me shrugging and him doing the same. And we both have Sharpies in our ears. And it was really, really uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable just hearing
it. Yeah, it was bad. So I wrote a blog recapping that as well. I just like to write about awkward celebrity interactions that I have.
Nice. Why don't you do improv?
I have trust issues. You have to rely on other people to... you know, to have your back. And I also don't trust myself to have their back. I don't want to be held responsible for bringing down a whole group in a comedic situation. I don't know. There's just something about it that I just don't. It's unpredictable.
Wouldn't practicing make it less likely?
Probably.
For you to experience that sort of.
But I'm already doing so many other things. I just don't feel like I need to, or like, I don't really care. We already have, Funny Girls has a lot of great improvisers. They don't need me, you know? They can do it without me. I'm pretty one note as far as comedy goes. I just don't know that I'm as like versatile enough to do improv. Like even in sketches, like when the other girls write, we write often for each other specifically. We'll write characters that speak to, you know, somebody's strengths or whatever. And a lot of my characters are either like old old sassy New York grandmother or like vapid makeup obsessed, you know, youth, which I think really speaks to my personality. And I don't know that I can expand beyond that.
I think it's kind of like a muscle. Like if you don't use it, then it'll never grow. But if you use it and you practice it, then you can grow whatever muscle you want to.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Yeah, probably. But I think want to is a really key phrase there. I don't have that want at this time.
Add additional facets to your comedic
career. I do sometimes, I'll do the, like the monologue, like if they need, you know, sometimes, I don't know, is that a herald, I think, maybe? I don't know improv terms, I'm sorry.
Somebody, I'm still learning also.
Yeah, where you get like somebody give you a keyword and then you just have to give a monologue based on that. Sure.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the girls will do improv based on my monologue. I will do that portion. And that's pretty much it because it's just me. I don't have to rely on somebody else.
Well, I enjoy the comedy that you do. but it would be interesting to see you kind of like push the boundaries and try new things because you're so funny and the stuff like you excel at. But you avoid the things that are kind of...
Yeah, I don't like to be bad at stuff. So I don't want to like potentially be bad, you know?
It's fair. cats or dogs?
Cats. I mean, I like dogs, but cats are so easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what way are
they? Like, you don't have to take care of them that much.
No?
You do. I mean, you do, but not as much as dogs. Dogs are really reliant on you, and cats, like, don't really care about if you're there, you know? Dogs have, like, separation anxiety. And my cats, like, as long as they're, you know, brushed and they have food and water and, like, their litter box is clean, they're fine. That's
you
all I need.
Cats?
I have two.
Two cats?
Yeah.
What color? Can I ask that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little racist.
I didn't know.
yeah, I'm glad you didn't say what kind. Because people ask that, I'm like, I don't know. Are there kinds? Like, there are, but I don't...
Like, pure breed.
Yeah, I don't know. I adopted both of them. I have no idea. CeeLo is black. So, you know, aptly named. I didn't name him. He's fat and black, actually. My nephew, who was, I think, 4 at the time, named him. So we get a pass on that one. He was a big fan of The Voice. So that's why. And then Adele is the other cat. And she is a diva. And she has a long hair and multicolored, like kind of calico-y, but not really calico. Yeah. And I didn't know she was a long hair when I got her.
Ooh.
She was a kitten. I thought she was just fluffy. And it's really, it's like a lot of work to have a long hair cat.
It's like a lot, you go through a lot of rolly brushes.
Yeah, big time. And you have to like groom them, you know? You don't really have to do that as much with a short hair.
Oh, like.
She has to be bathed like in a real bath, which you don't normally have to do with cats. I mean, as far as I know, I'm sure people who are really into having animals will correct me, but it's, have you ever tried to bathe a cat who is not declawed? Because it's dangerous.
I can't say that I have.
Yeah.
Not declawed. Neither of them?
No. I actually had to sign a contract.
Very humane of you.
Yeah. And I don't think I would want to, but I literally had to sign a contract with the adoption place that I would not get them declawed.
Where'd you go through?
Carol's Ferals. It's a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a no-kill shelter, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Is comedy like therapy for you?
I'm wondering why you asked me that. No, yeah, it absolutely, absolutely is therapy. It's my only therapy. If something's like getting me down, like if I've cried about something, I will turn around within 20 minutes and write jokes about it. And that's kind of how I get over things. It's a little dark sometimes, but I think it just helps me kind of put things in perspective. And it's cheaper than going to therapy.
Yep. A lot of open mics.
Yeah, I don't really do those, though.
Not tip-top?
I did it once.
Oh, that was only once?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a thing.
No, I'm going to do it again. So I haven't signed up yet, but I'm going to do it because I know a couple of the other funny girls, but I'm tapped. Ooh, you said don't tap.
Sorry,
I tapped.
Sorry, Josh. Kara tapped on
Sorry,
the table.
Sorry, Josh. He told me specifically not to, and I did it.
That was actually the second time.
I know. It was compulsive. It's just like compulsive. A couple of the other funny girls want to start trying out stand-up. Mm-hmm. And so I said that as an act of solidarity, I would go do Tip Top with them if they wanted to. So I will likely be doing it more.
Tell me about Degrassi, please.
Oh my God. How much time do we have?
That's 10:30 right now.
My goodness. Okay. Just really quickly, Degrassi is a show that was on in the 80s, actually. It's a Canadian teen drama. And it was Degrassi Junior High and then Degrassi High. And I watched a few of those episodes. I was born in 84, so I don't have a lot of clear memories.
You too.
You were? Aww. Yeah, I don't have a lot of clear memories of, obviously, the 80s, but I caught a couple episodes. So then I saw in the early 2000s, I think it was 01, maybe? Don't quote me on that. That they had Degrassi, The New Generation. And it caught my eye because I was like, Degrassi? No way. So the premise was that they were the children of the first iteration of Degrassi. And again, it's a Canadian TV show. I don't remember how we got it. I think it was on The N, if you remember that network.
The what?
The N. It was like Noggin, but called The N, like after hour, like teen. And then eventually Teen Nick.
Like a broadcast or mm-hmm. on cable?
Cable, yeah, I think so.
The N. Nope.
Well.
I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of cable.
No?
Growing up, there was a lot of channels that were blocked.
It's inside info on Chris's life.
A lot of sheltering.
Yeah.
I'm Catholic, so. Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
You think you're fine?
Ish.
Well, you know, even if you're not, I'm sure that they would have explored that theme on Degrassi. They explored almost everything that any teen could have ever gone through.
Oh.
Like, I mean that literally.
Did it make you more empathetic towards other people's life experiences?
I think so. I think it helped because especially growing up in Hudsonville, there were no experiences, you know?
It's pretty homogenous out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know anybody of like other cultures or other religions or other anything. People even who were in other income brackets, basically, except for my family.
Catholics?
Well, I think there were like four.
Oh.
They had to go out of town to go to church though.
John?
Somebody named John?
Oh,
Wait, what?
What?
You said John, specifically.
Yeah. Was he one of the four?
Are you just guessing that there was somebody named John who was a Catholic?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about a specific John?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know. I just thought maybe you had some inside information that I didn't know.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, not about that.
You were just making a religious joke. With the name John kind of. Being like a Catholic kind of name.
He was one of the four.
Correct. That I did know.
Matthew, Mark.
Yes. Luke and John. Yeah. That I did know.
Yeah.
I did gather some biblical information during my stint, my matriculation.
What does that mean?
Well, I think matriculation actually means moving on from an education system.
Oh.
So like if you matriculate, you have completed your education. But I think people use it widely to mean going through an education process.
Huh.
So it's one of those weird, like, linguistic things that you just accept to mean something that it doesn't necessarily mean.
Hmm.
If that makes sense. I was an English major at Grand Valley, so I have a lot of that weird, useless knowledge.
I really like big words because they're... To be enrolled.
To be enrolled?
What are the other definitions?
Are there other definitions?
To record in an official registry?
Okay, so I was half right. I mean, context-wise, it works anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was I talking about? Oh, so Degrassi kind of gave me a window. Even though I didn't start, that show didn't come out till I was a sophomore.
In high school?
In high school, yeah. I just really liked it. I don't know. My sister and I watched it religiously. We were obsessed with it. Like, there was Drake, obviously, the rapper. His name is Aubrey Graham. That's his real name.
Oh.
He played a character called Jimmy Brooks on Degrassi.
Oh.
So if you've ever seen, like, the wheelchair Jimmy meme.
Nope.
Yeah, it's because he was one of the popular boys at Degrassi, and he... I'm saying Degrassi, but as a true fan, I should say Degrassi, because it's Canadian. And when he was in, like, year 9, maybe, and you have to say year 9, and not... or grade 9, and not ninth grade, because it's Canadian. There was a school shooting. He got shot in the back, so then he was paralyzed, and he was in a wheelchair for, like, the rest of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drake?
Drake, the correct.
Cell phone guy?
Yeah. He used to call me on my cell phone. That guy? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he was a child actor in Canada.
His uncle invented the slap bass.
His uncle invented the slap bass?
And Larry Graham Central
Station. Huh. Of the Cracker family?
Graham Cracker?
Yeah.
Larry Graham.
Which, actually, that could be an interesting statement depending on which side of the... It's his dad's side, though, so it's probably not Cracker.
Ethnically. I don't know if we want to make those kinds of jokes.
I can't say Cracker. Racially.
Not about...
As a white person.
Who we think is...
No, I said he
probably,
wouldn't be one.
Yeah. I don't understand racism very well.
All right.
At what age does a boy band become a man band?
Never. Mm-mm.
So as long as they are incepted within the... at what age is the cutoff then for forming a...
I don't think you can form a boy band.
No?
After like the age of 30.
Oh. What? So 29 is still... boy band territory?
Yeah, like when NSYNC first formed, I'm pretty sure Chris Kirkpatrick was like 27.
Wow.
Yeah. They gave him braces, I think, to seem younger.
That's pretty deceptive.
That's actually like a theme they used in the fake boy band Together. I don't know if you remember that on MTV.
Number Two.
Together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had the oldest one.
I downloaded this song on Napster.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I became obsessed with Together as if they were a real boy band.
They made it seem like it was.
They really did.
Has the statute of limitations come up on Napster stuff? Can I talk about that? Is that...
Oh, like legalities?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I think,
didn't actually download
no, I think, yeah.
Together song.
I think you're right.
No, that was...
I don't think you would be implicated because I think that... what's his name? Sean? Was his first... The guy who invented it?
Who was also a character on Facebook, the movie.
Yeah, and Justin Timberlake played him.
JT.
Yeah.
From the...
what was his last name? It was Sean, right?
Francis?
Yeah, I think it was Sean Francis for sure. No, I think that he took the brunt of the like legal implicate, like the... or I can't even think of words anymore. He took the brunt of it anyway, so I don't think that individual people who downloaded would be held responsible. Yeah, but just the one guy from Metallica. Yeah, just Lars Ulrich.
Zach said that Metallica is coming for you because Lars Ulrich, the drummer from Metallica, sued Napster.
He sure did.
I'm trying to think. Sean.
What is it? Can you Google? Are you Googling? Just Google Sean Napster. I think it was Sean.
It was.
Parker, yes.
Sean Parker.
Shoots. Yep. Remember LimeWire, though?
Oh, yeah.
After Napster, you couldn't do Napster anymore, so it was LimeWire after that.
There's other ones. eDonkey 2000 is another one. Oh. There's so many.
We're really aging ourselves. Like,
I'm
dating ourselves, I mean, I think it's a proper phrase.
We're dating?
Ourselves.
I'm dating myself.
Like, by like dating, meaning...
Oh.
Showing your age by talking about downloading on these programs.
That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I almost felt good about myself for a minute for going on dates, but
Now with I'm yourself? Old.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that counts.
You gotta start somewhere.
I thought it counted, but now it's...
I'm sorry.
It's just being old. What are your top five boy bands?
New Kids on the Block, number one, just because they've... I mean, just came out of the womb loving them, because they literally formed in 1984 when I was born.
Oh.
And then... Oh, I actually can't choose between Backstreet and NSYNC because I loved them so much at the same time. And I remember feeling guilty when NSYNC came out and I already loved Backstreet. Like, I felt like I was betraying Backstreet with NSYNC. Yeah, bye, 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 indeed. Okay, so can I tie them at number two?
Yes.
Backstreet and NSYNC tied at number two. I think O-Town would be at number three. Hanson at number four. I don't know that they're really a boy band because they didn't do dancing.
They're boys.
But I loved them as if they were a boy band. I'm actually going to see them. They're coming to 20 Monroe.
They're still around.
Yeah. They sure are. They have like, I don't know, 10 albums.
Wow.
They've been consistently making music since the 90s. Yeah.
Who knew?
They're a pretty good like... alt rock band, actually, indie.
I just found out that Jimmy Eat World has been cranking out CDs.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that
like,
weird?
Forever, yeah. I haven't heard a song from Jimmy Eat World since like 2007, but
I just assume if I'm not paying attention to something, it's not happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's still out there. I always thought that they just became Young the Giant.
It's similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you listened to their newer stuff?
No.
Yeah.
I where is it?
You just take it. Like, sure.
Not on the radio.
No. No, you got to seek it out.
Yeah. I'm like...
Spotify, maybe? So you don't have to pay for it.
I don't have that. Maybe I'll look on YouTube.
Sure.
No, I won't.
No.
Maybe. I'm going to write it down just in case.
Do I?
In case I go back and read through the old scripts.
Oh, you know... Okay, so number five... I didn't do my fifth one.
Oh.
My number five favorite boy band is Five.
With the five... IV.
Yep.
Yep.
Five bad boys with the power to rock ya.
Yep. What is your favorite thing about performing comedy?
Attention. Just literally.
That's fair.
Yeah. I like people to pay attention to me positively.
What is your favorite thing about watching comedy? Live comedy.
I just like laughing. I mean, everybody does, right? It's literally healthy for you to laugh. And I also like feeling superior. So like if I laugh at a joke that other people don't laugh at, I assume it's because they didn't get it and I did. You know?
I can see that.
Sure.
What are some of your favorite restaurants in Grand Rapids, and what do you like to eat there?
I like Sanchez a lot because their menu changes a lot. And my absolute favorite thing on that menu, though, is the gambas asadas al fuego. So it's the...
fire steak?
No. Yeah, maybe it's not asadas. You're right. Gambas is shrimp, obviously. And then I don't know the rest of the...
Oh, it's Italian.
No, it's Spanish.
Oh.
It's spicy shrimp in a creamy mustard sauce. But it's really, really, really good. I have actually had a dream about it before.
Wow.
Yeah. I just really like the atmosphere at Sanchez, too. And I really like... Amore. Have you been to Amore? Yeah, on Alpine.
I haven't been there. That's on my list, but I don't want to go there by myself.
Yeah, because it's called Amore. I know.
I've been saving it.
I was going to say you can go with me if you want, but like not.
It's pretty forward.
I know. It really is. I'm basically professing my love. But in reality, I'm just like friends with the owner, Chef Jenna. I mean, it doesn't get me any perks. Shout out Chef Jenna. I love you. And I will absolutely pay full price for your food because it's amazing.
I've only heard great things.
Yeah. nobody's ever said a bad thing about Amore. I've only been there, to be honest, twice. But I had the chef's tasting menu both times, so I've had a lot of things that they offer. And every single thing is ridiculously delicious. Like, everything.
My mouth is watering a little just thinking about going there.
Plus, Chef Jenna is delightful. Like, she's so personable. She's like a celebrity chef, but like without a TV show. Yeah. I think she should have one, truthfully.
Maybe one day.
I'm going to just stop at those two, I think.
Great. I'm going to write down Amore to remind myself.
Yeah.
One day.
Amore, one day.
Yeah.
Deep sigh.
Yeah. And not like the eel either.
Oh, like a more eel. Yeah, sure.
That was a reach.
Yep.
I don't think I got there. The final question of the interview portion. If you could tell your 16-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
You know, Sean Francis asked me this question earlier today via Facebook Messenger.
Huh.
Not in those exact words, but if you could go back and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
If you could turn back time.
Yeah. I said to save money and not go to college. Because it seems like that's what you have to do is go to college.
That's what they tell you.
That is what they tell you. But I have, I don't know, 4/5 of an English degree and $65,000 in debt. So that was dumb. I didn't need to do it.
Fair enough. Well, that brings us to the first break. And I haven't had time yet to prepare a musical transition or any kind of transition into the break. So if you wouldn't mind doing some sort of any sort of performance to take us into the break and then ring the bell when you've finished. So that I can stop it. And
any sort of performance?
Yeah, whatever you'd like to do. That seems like a good transition into a resting period between segments.
That's preposterous.
It's happening. There's little symbols there too.
What if Zach guests and just like raps like a phrase from Hamilton? I'm sure he would love to do that. So. Zach, are you paying attention? Yeah, but just like a brief segment. Can you be brief? No, just brief.
How brief?
What's your favorite song? Can you? Yeah, but just like a stanza, just like one.
What's a stanza?
Just like a paragraph. Huh?
George
Costanza. Yeah, George Costanza, yeah. Are you... Okay, well, this is just taking way too long. I'm going to renege. You can't just jump in and do it?
It takes me a second, okay?
I think he was sleeping.
I have to hear the transition.
I think he was sleeping.
Was he? Do you think you... Were you napping?
Dozing.
I know, dude. We have another segment. I literally cannot believe that.
We're at like an hour and a half almost.
That's long.
Yeah. Okay, it's a pretty solid first segment.
Do we have to do another one? What? Yes. What is that?
It was in the contract you signed.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys ready for this? Because it's happening. Mm-hmm.
Can we just go
acapella?
Yeah,
fuck a beat. Well, I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazing, astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I got to holler just to be heard. With every word I drop knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough. A shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power, speech unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every word.